This is Rick Gentry. I want to thank everybody for listening today to Preaching Sunday on BPNRadio.com. I'm very excited to introduce to you from the great state of Texas, Donald Brown. Here's Donald.
The word says, for the spirit of heaviness, put on the garment of praise. That's how we fight our battles. This is how I find my battles. This is how I find my battles. This is how I find my battles. What we're doing tonight. This is how I find my battles. Just when you think you're lost. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. Hey. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. This is how I find my battles.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Once again, I want to thank God for each of you today. And as always, I want to give a shout out to our dear friend and pastor, Pastor Dale and his wife, Jean Gentry, for their graciousness, for allowing us to be able to minister to you here at BPN Radio. I also want to say that for those of you that desire to have our podcast or subscribe to our podcast, you can get in touch with Rick Gentry, bpnradio@gmail.com, or simply just call Rick at 214-918-8707. Now, today I want to minister to you out of the book of Psalms. In fact, it's the 91st Psalms that I want to minister today, and I believe that for those of you that are familiar with this psalm, not only can realize the importance of it, but the degree of how it will do what every word say it will do. So let's talk about Psalms 91, verses 1 and 2. You see, it says that he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And it says, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him I will trust. Now, understand this. Every day we are bombarded with news of conflicts, natural disasters, disease, and new strains of drug-resistant viruses. And we also hear people losing their loved ones in freak accidents. And we ask ourselves, is there a place where I can take refuge from a world gone mad? Well, the answer is yes, there is. You see, God foresaw all the things, and he has promised in his word protection from every evil known to man. There is no trap set by the devil that our Father cannot deliver us from if we trust in him and take him as our refuge. You see, whether it's an earthquake at midnight, a crazy sniper, an unknown virus, or a terrorist attack, God says, you shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. According to Psalms 91, 5, and 6. Now, because you have made him your dwelling place, angels are watching over you right now. You see, Psalms 91, 9 through 11, and it says that they give heed to the voice of God's word, so you should give voice to God's word. And now, this means that you should agree with and speak what God's word says about his preserving and protecting you and I. And then angels are sent to minister for you, according to Hebrews 1 and 14. So you see, my friend, don't say, if it can happen to them, it can also happen to me. No, you say, 1,000 may fall at my side and 10,000 at my right hand, but it will not come near me, according to Psalms 91 and 7. You see, the world says that you cannot but expect danger all around. But God says you are in this world, but not of this world. See, you have my protection because you are of me and in me, according to John 17, 14 through 23. So, you have access by faith into the secret places of the Most High where no evil can touch you. There is no need to fear living in the end times because the Lord is your refuge and fortress. You see, his word says so, and those who trust his word completely find his word completely true. You see, I used to pray Psalms 91 over my family all the time, but you know, over the years, I kind of had forgotten about this powerful psalm. And when we pray the word of God over our children or any situation, we release his angels to work on our behalf. So we have to understand that we need God's protection. You see, nobody wants to be at the wrong place at the wrong time or in harm's way. Sure, you know, we can plan ahead and take precautions, but all our wise planning cannot guarantee that we will always be at the right place at the right time. Only God can ensure that. Only God can see every snare the enemy has set for us, according to Psalms 91 and 3. Only God can see into the future, orchestrate events, and direct our steps with impeccable precision so that we end up in precisely the right place at precisely the right time, all the time. But because the eyes of the Lord are in every place, keeping watch on the evil and the good, according to Proverbs 15 and 3, he is well able to guide and protect us. You see, my friend, only God, who sees all, can give us the complete protection we need. Only he can place us at the right place at the right time, protect us, and cause us to walk away totally unharmed. You see, your Heavenly Father wants to protect you. Now, it doesn't make much, or it doesn't take much to see what, or to see that we are living in troubled times. You only have to watch the news channels for a couple of minutes to see that the world is plagued by dangers and destruction, wars and earthquakes, hurricanes, travel disasters, terrorist attacks, senseless killings, road accidents, deadly viruses, and the list just goes on. We need God's all-around protection now more than ever. But the good news is that as believers in Christ Jesus, we have a Heavenly Father who loves us and is more than able to protect us and our loved ones. Parents, we can always watch over our children every move and ensure that they are safe everywhere they go. Only God, being omnipotent and omnipotent, as well as all loving toward us, can give us and our loved ones all around protection around the clock. And if we love our children and don't want any harm to come upon them, how much more our Heavenly Father, who loves them more than we ever can. Our part is simply to believe in his sure promises for us, found in his word, and rest in his steadfast love for us. Is there such a promise of protection for us in the word to anchor our hearts on today? Yes, there is. Look with me at Psalms 91, the Father's awesome psalms of protection for us. He says that he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him I will trust. Surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. It says that 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. And only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord, who is your refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. And in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot. Because he has set his love upon you, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. And with long life, I will satisfy him. And I like this because, you see, when you really grasp what he's saying here, he's saying that whatever time that you ask for, however long you ask for life, he'll satisfy you with. And then he says that, I'll show him my salvation. In other words, he's saying that I'll give you a long walk with Yeshua, with the Lord Jesus. Beloved, this is God's word for his precious children. He wants you to anchor your heart on his powerful promises in this psalm. And I encourage you to take some time right now to just speak this psalm over yourself, your loved ones, or your situation. Whatever your fears, let the many reassuring promises of protection found in this one psalm alone bring strength, peace, and comfort to your heart and mind. You see, protected 24/7 from every harm, every single promise in Psalms 91 is ours. When we, like the psalmist, acknowledge our need for the Lord and his protection. You see, you'll see his intervention and deliverance when you say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him I will trust. Instead of saying, well, you never know. Whatever will be, or it's up to me to take care of myself and my family. No, he wants us to say, Lord Jesus, I can't protect myself or my family the way you can. So I take you as our refuge and fortress. My trust is in you and not my intelligence, not my skills and experience or careful planning. You see, as our loving Father, God is pleased when we allow him to take us under his protective wings. The way a mother hen spreads out her wings to protect her chicks from danger. You see, Psalms 91 shows us that God wants to and will protect his children from whatever harm the enemy can come up with. Are you afraid of unseen deadly viruses and diseases that threaten to take up residence in your body? Well, his word in Psalms 91 promises that he will deliver you from the perilous pestilence. You shall not be afraid of the pestilence that walks in darkness, and that no evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. But maybe you've been hearing news of how a deadly virus has been claiming lives and spreading far and wide, and fear has begun to creep into your heart. Perhaps the doctors have told you that a certain disease runs in your family, and you're afraid that you'll contract it. Beloved, let the word of the Lord guard your heart. He who does not give empty guarantees says to you, 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Instead of playing the worst case scenario in your head, see yourself covered by and taking refuge under his wings. Whatever may have happened to others, God promises in his word that he will deliver and protect you, satisfy you with long life, shadow you, and show you his salvation. So what if you live in an area where the crime rate is high and violence of some form, such as drive-by shootings, is common? Take heart, my friends, for his word also says that you shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day. Hallelujah. And whatever the threat, fear, or danger, your daddy God has you covered from every angle. So I encourage you to study and meditate on Psalms 91, especially if you tend to worry over the safety of yourself or your loved one. Speak this psalm over your life. Pray this psalm over your family every day. Sense your Father's love for you and your loved ones. And if you are taking your family for a vacation overseas and you are concerned about health and safety, just speak this psalm over yourselves. And if you are afraid of flying, take a moment to remember his promises of protection and sense his love for you. Before you board the plane, say, Father, I'm your child, and I know you love me. And when I board this plane, you board the plane with me. Thank you for keeping me safe. You see, your Heavenly Father, spreading out his mighty wings of love and protection, and trust him to take good care of you and yours every moment of the trip. That's how you can relax and enjoy it, free of anxieties and fears. You see, we got to grasp that we're set apart for special treatment. See, my friend, as a believer in Christ, you don't have to live in fear like the people of the world. You can't expect to live differently above dangers and storms of any kind because you have God's word that he will protect and deliver you and keep you, his beloved child, safe. As his children, we may be in the world, but we are not of the world, according to John 17:11-14. You see, we are set apart from the people of the world unto him. We are his own special people, called out of darkness into his marvelous light through faith in the shed blood of his son, according to 1 Peter 2:9. You see, this truth in action during the time of great famine in the book of Genesis, when Joseph, after being promoted by Pharaoh, prepared a special place called Goshen for his family. Now, what was so special about living in Goshen? We see the answer in what Joseph told his brothers. You shall dwell in the land of Goshen, and you shall be near to me, you and your children, your children's children. There I will provide for you, according to Genesis 45:10-11. So today, through the finished work of our Lord Jesus, our heavenly Joseph, God has placed us in Goshen, which means drawing near. This is the place we have in Christ, where through his blood, we're being brought near to God. It is a place where we enjoy an intimate relationship with him, and where he provides us, or provides for us, and protects us as he has promised in Psalms 91. Now, look with me to see how God made a difference between his people in Goshen and the Egyptians when terrible plagues came upon Egypt because Pharaoh stubbornly refused to release God's people from slavery. You see, through Moses and Aaron, God told Pharaoh, and in that day I will set apart the land of Goshen in which my people dwell, that no swarms of flies shall be there, in order that you may know that I am the Lord in the midst of the land. I'll make a difference between my people and your people, according to Exodus 8:22-23. You see, we see from the account of the 10 plagues how not only were God's people free of the swarming flies, but when all the livestock of the Egyptians died, none of the livestock of those living in Goshen did. And when there was hail in all of Egypt, there was no hell in the land of Goshen. Similarly, when thick darkness swallowed up the land of Egypt, all the children of Israel had light in their dwellings in Goshen, according to Exodus 10 and 23. So you see, beloved, our God, who is the same yesterday, the same today, and the same forever, makes a difference when it comes to his people. And this is the reason you and I, as his beloved children in Christ, need not live life fearful, afraid to travel, or always worrying about our children and our needs. Even if economy uncertainties are increasing, terrorist activities beset the world, because we know we are near to him and dear to his heart, we can face life with boldness. We can live each day free from stress, well protected and well taken care of, because we have a daddy God who sets us apart as his own special people. You and I are special to him, and we have his personal attention and protection. You see, prayer for God's protection. It's like when you know how much your Father in heaven loves you, you don't have to depend on your own limited intelligence or resources for your blessings and protection. You can rest in his unflattering and unfailing love and protection for you and your family. So would you at this moment allow me to pray with you? Today, if there are concerns and fears weighing on your heart, know that God is your comfort, your strength, and your protection. All you need to do is acknowledge your need for his protection. Take him as your refuge and fortress. And as we pray the words below together, see him covering you under his mighty wings. Father God, thank you. Thank you for loving me and giving up your son Jesus to die for my sins, so I can be blessed with every blessing, including 24/7 protection. I acknowledge that my family and I need you. I need you in your all-around protection in our lives and in every challenge that we face. I thank you that day or night, whenever and wherever, the snare, you are our refuge, our fortress, our shield, and our deliverer. I thank you for Psalms 91 that not only promises protection and deliverance for your people, but also a long and satisfying life. My family and I can face life with boldness and enjoy peace, because you are our Heavenly Father who loves us intensively, watches over us carefully, and directs our steps perfectly. Thank you for placing all of us under the shadow of your wings, and for always putting us at the right place at the right time. You see, my friend, the Father loves you and wants to set you apart as a testimony of his faithfulness and goodness. So go forth today with the assurance that you and yours are favored and protected to freely live to the fullest, the abundant life that his son died to give you. Let us pray. Father, bless us and protect us. Smile on us and be gracious to us. Father, show us your favor. Give us your peace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
You've been listening to Donald Brown today on Preaching Sunday. For more information, contact one of our team members at breakoutprayernetwork.com or visit us at bpnradio.com. Sure appreciate everybody listening today. Thank you.